You're listening to WARA Attleboro. Coming up now, the Armenian Radio Hour. Heritage, culture, tradition, Armenians are proud of it. And wherever Armenian songs are heard, there Armenia lives. Janak mshaguit avantuchun hayu barzankene, yervu vor hayrini yerkegalisvin, hon hayrini kavokhche. Good morning. It is Sunday, February the 5th. Established here in Providence in 1947, you are listening to the longest-running Armenian radio program, created by the late Russell Gasparian. Produced, directed, and hosted by yours truly, Sanat Tarayan, the Armenian Radio Hour of Providence, Rhode Island, brings you the best in Armenian music, latest news of the Armenian community, and public service announcements. Our webmaster is George Gasparian. And now, sit back, relax, and enjoy our program.
Հայրը համար մեր նոր սերունդը հայ պարին, հայ խոստքին, հայ երկին հաջույք կգարն է։ Հին սերունդը կպնրզայն իր անուշի շիշադակները վերաբրելու համար, իսկ դունենրու մեջ անանցին մնացող ձերունիներուն համար, հիվանդներուն համար իրենց դաղդուգը իրենց ծավը մորնալու մխիթարությունն է։ Ինչպես չհիշել, հանքստյան դուներու մեջ, հիվանդանոցներու մեջ, մեր ազգագիցները, որոնք այդ առանցնության մեջ կսպասեն հայ խոսքին, հայ երկին, հայ խաբրիկներուն։ Արդեն իսկ իրենց շնորհակալությունները հասածենու գհասենալ մեզ իրենց օրհնություններով շարունակ։ Մենք պետք է շարունակենք այս ազգօգուտ գործը մեզ ցանկանալով ավելի ու ավելի։
This morning's Armenian radio show will be dedicated to our Armenian brothers and sisters in Artsakh. There are 120,000 Armenians right now in Artsakh where the blockade is keeping them from food, shelter, the basic necessities. And this morning's show is dedicated to them. Right now, let's go to our Darelitzes. February 5th, 2005, today is the 18th Dadalitz of Mary Karibian. February 5th, 1990, today is the 33rd Dadalitz of Mariam Bedrosian. February 5th, 2019, today is the 4th Dadalitz of Richard Alushin. February 5th, 2005, today is the 18th Dadalitz of Amber Gasparian. February 6, 1973, Monday is the 50th Dadalitz of Suren Dadechian. February 6, 2008, Monday is the 15th Dadalitz of Lucy Bozigian Goodman. February 6, 1998, Monday is the 25th Dadalitz of Maritza Bogosian. February 7, 2006, Tuesday is the 17th Dadalitz of Oski Murajan. February 7, 1992, Tuesday is the 31st Dadalitz of Thomas Pistoian. February 7, 2022, Tuesday is the 1st Dadalitz of Digin Su Surpig Airashan. February 7, 2022, Tuesday is the 1st Dadalitz of Eliza Savajan. February 7th, 1994, Tuesday is the 29th Dadalitz of Richard Setyan. February 7, 1994, Tuesday is the 29th Dalit of Richard Setyan. February 7, 1997, Tuesday is the 26th Dalit of Charles Bargamian. February 7, 1998, Tuesday is the 25th Dalit of Guy Asadorian. February 8, 1995, Wednesday is the 28th Dalit of Avedis Alaverjan. February 8, 2018, Wednesday is the 5th Dalit of Apre Bogdasarian. February 9, 2008, Thursday is the 15th Dalit of Ann Nahigyan. February 9, 1992, Thursday is the 31st Dalit of Mitchell Asadorian. February 9, 2017, Thursday is the 6th Dalit of Ann Dayan. February 9, 2005, Thursday is the 18th Dalit of Elizabeth Sarkeesian. February 9, 1999, Thursday is the 24th Dalit of Archie Adakalian. February 9, 2003, Thursday is the 20th Dalit of Satanig Norigyan. February 9, 2003, Thursday is the 20th Dalit of Mary Chilian. February 9, 2004, Thursday is the 19th Dalit of Anne-Marie Yepremian. February 10, 2006, Friday is the 17th Dalit of Sarkis Matoyan. February 10, 1995, Friday is the 28th Dalit of Mark Jabakjurian. February 10, 2005, Friday is the 18th Dalit of Varkes Kiprelian. February 10, 2013, Friday is the 10th Dalit of Lucy Tavanian. February 10, 1995, Friday is the 28th Dalit of Queenie Chobanian. February 10, 2001, Friday is the 22nd Dalit of Mary Pildarian Gilbody. February 10, 2009, Friday is the 14th Dalit of Dr. John Serafian. February 11, 1988, Saturday is the 35th Dalit of Suren Begian. And February 11, 2016, Saturday is the 7th Dalit of Dirahide Tatios Tate Shevian. Iverin Yerusalem is from the Requiem service. Merciful Lord, have mercy on the souls of our deceased. Iverin.
Iverin
next song is for Varkas Kaprelian. It's a little different. It's a different song. It's by it's Gumri, but it's not the traditional one that I typically play for the Kaprelian family. This is a different Gumri that I found on YouTube, and hopefully it's just as good. We always honor the Kaprelian family with this song, whatever the holiday, whatever the remembrance, the anniversary. I play this song, and this is a little different. So hopefully we will enjoy it. It's a young artist, Ardashes Vartanian. And let's give it a listen. This is in memory of Varkas Kaprelian, his Dadalitz is this week. And always remembered here on the radio show, his Dadalitz is next Friday. Let's see. I got a few text messages from Manug in the last few days. Friday morning, 6 a.m., the group returning from Washington, D.C., there were over 500 Armenians that went to Washington, D.C. last week to educate and to stand up and to get the word out, and how proud we are. I wasn't able to attend, but Manug said over 500 people were there protesting. They also met with and personally informed every congressional member on the now it's probably 55, 56 day blockade of 120,000 Armenians in Artsakh. And Manu Gass for two songs, which we will be playing this morning. But I just wanted to remind everyone, you know, one voice makes a difference. So whoever you can reach out to, you can educate, you can advise, you can share the word of what is going on in Artsakh, Armenia. And like I said, this morning's show, our music is dedicated to those Armenians that are just trying to stay alive in our homeland. Right now, let's go to Artur Karabetyan, and then we'll go into some local news. We don't have a lot.
Աշխարի պատմության էջում թողել ես հզոր հաղթական անուն քաջերիդ արյան մեր նախնյաց կամքով անցել ես դարեր մեզ հասել այսօր
Hayastan im havat mer huysil uysan mar mishteli haz
You are cordially invited to attend a reception in honor of Catherine Kazarian, State Rep, District 63, Rhode Island House Majority Whip, Thursday, February 9th. If you cannot attend, please consider making a donation to Catherine Kazarian. You can go online and Friends of Catherine Kazarian and make a donation. It's by check only. But go online, Katie Kazarian, and again, this is she's a state rep, and she's looking for our Armenian support. The event takes place at Narragansett Brewery, 271 Takwaton Street. Contribution, if you are in attendance, that is $125. And again, this is a reception in honor of Catherine Kazarian, state rep, Rhode Island House Majority Whip. Alrighty, and there's a bake sale going on next Sunday in the Agave Auditorium from St. Sag St. Mesrob Church. It is a fundraising bake sale, and all donations are going to support Armenia. Sunday, February 12th, that's next Sunday. And the picture of the bakery items looks amazing, by the way. But again, bake sale next Sunday. Bring your tudum or your checkbook. And I think that's about all we're going to announce for this go-around. My next song is, it's called the Artsakh Army Song. Let's get that started. And the blockade of Artsakh by Azerbaijan continues to adversely affect the fundamental human rights of Artsakhi people. Almost all spheres of life of the peaceful population are hindered and paralyzed by the Azeris' ongoing criminal act of blockade. Artsakhi bana madav kelbacha April megane yegi kvaitsa Artsakhi bana madav kelbacha Garanet And the Armenian, well, Ahari, Armenian Historical Association of Rhode Island, presents the Armenian Weekly, a touchstone for the Armenian community since 1934. This is with our own Pauline Getsoyan. The importance of Armenian newspapers to our community cannot be overstated. Initially written in Armenian, it was a vital link between families spread throughout the world. How did the English language Armenian Weekly come about? How has it bonded the community throughout the years, and why is it still relevant today? This talk will take place on Thursday night, February 9th at 7 o'clock on the computer. So it's a Zoom link. Go to Ahari. There's also Facebook live streamed as well. Again, February 9th, Thursday night, 7 o'clock. Go to Ahari's website, and you can just click on it, and you can be a part of that talk. Alrighty. With that... you know, it's just amazing sometimes how fast time goes by. We're already up to our St. Vartanans Day programming. We'll have that special program next Sunday. And on that next Sunday, there's also a St. Vartanans Day annual celebration under the auspices of His Eminence Archbishop Anush Avantanalian, Prelate, Eastern United States. Takes place at St. Vartanans Church, Providence, Sunday, next Sunday. Is it next Sunday? No, in 2 weeks. Oh my goodness, I'm rushing it. In 2 weeks, Sunday, February 19th, during the Divine Liturgy, Sarkis and Shaheen will be ordained as acolytes. In keeping with His Holiness Aram I proclaiming 2023 the year of the diaspora, they'll be honoring two parishioners from the community, Aram Azimadoyan and Sarah Selimurajan. Dinner in the Raymond Auditorium takes place immediately following Divine Liturgy, and this is hosted by the Ladies Guild and the Men's Club. Seating is limited. Call now. Call Liz Kapoyan at 401-353-2213. This will be meze, traditional Armenian chicken dinner, coffee, and dessert. Donation is $25 per person. Children 12 and under, $10. And again, this is Sunday, February 19th. You must call for reservations. They are required. 401-353-2213. Again, St. Vartanans Day celebration, Sunday, February 19th. And... all right, this is one of the songs that Manug asked for. This is the Little Singers of Armenia.
We
And a little background for our non-Armenian listeners. Artsakh, officially known as the Republic of Artsakh or the Nagorno-Karabakh Republic, is a breakaway state in the South Caucasus whose territory is recognized technically as part of Azerbaijan. Artsakh controls a part of the former autonomous oblast of Nagorno-Karabakh, including the capital of Stepanakert. The Republic of Artsakh is a presidential democracy. The country is reliant on and closely integrated with Armenia, in many ways functioning as a de facto part of Armenia. The country is very mountainous, and the population is 99.7% ethnic Armenian, and the primary spoken language is Armenian. The population is overwhelmingly Christian, most being affiliated with the Armenian Apostolic Church. There are several historical monasteries that date back thousands of years. They come mostly from the Armenian diaspora visitors that go to these monasteries, and the area of Artsakh is connected to Armenia proper by the Lachin Corridor. That corridor is what is closed right now and which is strangling Artsakh. No one can get in or out, and this has become an international dispute. And that's why we are bringing awareness and hopefully help to the Artsakh people. Our next song, another one requested by Manog. This is Lilit Pepoyan. First time on the Armenian Radio Hour. It's titled Don't Cry.
Yes, sir.
One more announcement from the Cultural Committee of St. Saag and St. Mesrop Church. Let's see. St. Saag and St. Mesrop Church Cultural Committee presents Armenian Music Concert in memory of composer Levon Chosyan, featuring Anahit Chosyan from England on piano, Kınarık Nerkararyan soprano, and Levon Hovsepian also on piano. Saturday, March 11th, 7 o'clock, Agavian Cultural Center, 70 Jefferson Street, Providence. Donation is $20 per person. Refreshments are included. And again, St. Saag, St. Mesrop Cultural Committee Music Concert, March 11th, Saturday. Alrighty, with that, let's go to Sona Avagyan.
We'll be right back.
have some birthday greetings. February 5th today, Ashley Elizabeth Dermoucherian. Happy birthday, Ashley. On February 7th, Audrey Sarah Storino. Happy birthday, Audrey. February 7th, it's George Joseph Malian's birthday. And on February 8th, turning 39 one more time, happy birthday to Carlos Tarakshan. Alrighty, up next we have, let's go to Ara Kevorkian. First time on the Armenian Radio Hour. And right now, online reservations for Armenia Service Program with the ACYOA, July 1st through the 21st, online registration at www.acyoa.org. The ACYOA Armenia Service Program provides young adults 18 years and older with a unique opportunity to reaffirm their faith, discover their homeland, and serve their people in a meaningful way. Participants return home enriched and inspired by their experience and eager to strengthen. And eager to strengthen their bonds with the homeland and the Armenian church. Father Hurat Sarkisian will lead this year's trip, guiding young adults from across our diocese as they experience the wonders of our homeland. Anyone interested in this trip must register by April 25th. Go to ACYOA website. You can contact Jennifer Morris for more information. And with that, let's go to Harut Pambukjan. From here, let's go to Silva Hakopian Hayank. with that, we have a few minutes left of the show. As Dad says, Rachatsur Gurachanas, Merjamanagalaratsav Shangal Chun Serin Hamar, Sidesu Chun Minchev Harachigagira Giaravor. Our time is up. Thank you for yours. We are live and in color. You've been listening to the Armenian Radio Hour of Providence, Rhode Island, produced, directed, and hosted by yours truly, Sonat Terrain. Heard every Sunday morning, 9 to 10 a.m., with portions recorded and transcribed. Thank you to our global webmaster, George Gasparian. You're listening to the Armenian Radio Hour on WARA, Attleboro. Happy Sunday.